Hello, lads and lasses. This is Cat and Cat Comedy with Reading Our DMs, the podcast.
So we will be delving into our DMs. These are real messages that we get sent on a daily basis.
This guy saying dad fetish. Like, it pisses me off how they say that, because Rel's literally only like 5 years older than me.
We're like the same age.
So it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about? Saying stuff that you don't even know about.
No, it's disgusting.
Like, he's literally, if he was your dad, he'd have been 6 years old when he fathered you.
Fathered me into
don't
the world.
That constitutes a dad, you know.
I think men sometimes get just jealous when they see you happy and in a relationship. Yeah. So they start,
they want to try
and say things. And they do it to get a reaction out of you because they want you to reply and say something back as well. Oh, yeah, this is to you on TikTok, isn't it? Oh, wow. Actually kind of surprised and hopeful. So if you're serious about coming to the States, let's do it. I'm kind of bored. I watched your lives for a short bit. Then you didn't pop up for a while. All of a sudden, there you were this morning. It was sweet because you may know by now you were probably my fave. I live in Washington, D.C. area, kind of a country boy at heart. But really, I'm in the suburbs just outside the city. Would love to get to know you. I'm not all that funny, although I do have strokes of genius here and there. Just a good dude wanting to be loved and wanting to love. Let me know if you're open to me. Wishful thinking over here. Later. And then he's put his number like you're gonna
wishful thinking, like too optimistic.
Yeah, and then he's put his number as well. This was weird. This was, to me, really weird.
Seen you in London today at St. Pancras. St. Pancras. Literally walked past me and I froze, lol. Starstruck. Gutted didn't get a selfie with you. It's really creepy that when someone says they've seen you
in person as well. And you think, like, what?
And they turn up places. And, like, that's why I literally thought, where I am, like,
that's what I do.
7 to 10 business days later.
Yeah, that's what I always get scared that's going to happen at one of our shows, you know, because we have to, they've got the date, they've got the location of where we are.
When they start saying, like, oh, yeah, I've spoken to you on Instagram, you're like, what the fuck
are you on about? I always get scared when it's, like, a show. Cause
I mean, we did get a bit of a weird experience yesterday.
We did, something always happens weird at our shows.
Yeah,
there's always, like, one weird thing that happens.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't jerk off to your IG page.
I'd rather you lie.
I mean, you don't need to tell me about
no,
it.
No, like, you don't need to talk about it with me.
Business about it.
I'd rather you lie about it, to be honest.
Oh,
this was funny.
This was an email
to me, and it went, oh, my God, it's long.
I came across your content on TikTok, so I checked out your profiles, and I'm guessing you probably get guys who slide into your DMs, and you don't see those messages, but Instas, maybe not as many, send you an email to ask you out on a date. A little about me. I'm 38, work in social media. I have a cat, bake sourdough bread.
That's the bit that made me laugh the most.
Love spending my money on nice food, and my passions include, but are not limited to, being a music, comedy, and general pop culture nerd, cooking, petting dogs, and spending too much money on candles. Currently, so it was me who sent this email.
Huh? Was it you, Kat?
It was me.
It was you.
It was me. Those are my hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Currently living in the Midlands, work in central London, and I'm about to move to Berkhamsted, in brackets, about 25 minutes from Euston.
Why do I need to know this, though?
My love language is being able to talk about myself in therapy once a week, in brackets, as well as physical touch and acts of service, close brackets. I like to think I have my shit together, don't want drama, appreciate open and honest communication, came out of a long term, in capital letters, in brackets, 12 year, brackets, relationship a couple of years ago, and have been at the mercy of the apps ever since.
The mercy of the apps.
I am also polysexual, which means I am attracted to some genders, but not all. If you see this and feel like an, fuck it, why not? It can't be that bad, can it? moment. Drop me a message. My Instagram is FYI, if you want to have a nosy, I won't say his Instagram. Have a wonderful week. And obviously, no worries if you choose to ignore this.
Well, I did choose to ignore it. So.
I mean, no worries.
So no worries. But also, but all...
a dick pic just came up.
But also, like, if you've gone on my TikTok and you found me through TikTok and Instagram, I've got pictures and videos of my boyfriend all over my profile. So how have you...
You haven't done your due diligence.
You haven't done your research.
Due diligence.
Do your research.
Do your fucking research. Like...
Yeah.
Another dick pic. Hello, gorgeous dick pic. Fancy a ride?
No!
What did you think? And he's clearly set up an Instagram, just to say this to you.
Just to say it. Yeah. A fake page.
Because it's got no followers, no posts. Like, how embarrassing to set up a page just to send dick pics out to people.
Yeah, I had to block this guy. It was really strange. Okay. I just didn't like this. Disgusting. Like,
you must love doggy. Now do some squats. And then a reply to some bikini photos. Put the neon one on.
Yeah, it's just the demanding of it. Like,
and then he goes, bent over to get rimmed. And then he's put, no underwear day. These are all replies to stories.
Just pictures and stories, and then, yeah.
You're a naughty bitch. Like, as if it's literally for you. Like, yeah, it's like, literally,
no, it's not for
it's
you.
It's literally personally for him. Like, how do you get this idea in your head? I don't want to be rude, but that gym pic got me so hard. Is that rude, love?
It is rude.
And then he put, if you ain't scared, send...
Exactly.
He put this, if you ain't scared, send this to someone you jacked off to. And it's like a video. Like, clearly enjoys jacking off to you.
It's disgusting.
This guy... literally sends me like memes every day, and I don't know how he thinks we're like best mates or something.
So he sent me, he sent Kat a meme of like two people kissing in a car, and it says us when you tell me to pull over, like some people having sex in a car. And then he said, just marry me already, just do it, Kat, marry him already.
Oh my god. Scary. No. And he just keeps sending me fucking memes every day. Honestly, I'm still getting memes from him to this day.
They're all kind of weirdly sexual as well.
Yeah, they're all.
Again, another weird, like, I saw you.
I saw you this week at King Street, close to St. James Street.
That wasn't
where I were.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Don't ever go there.
No.
Ever again.
That was on LinkedIn, and it was
LinkedIn.
Someone messaged me on LinkedIn about a photo shoot. I would have taken it seriously, you know, but it was for like mobility scooters.
Why would you want a 30-year-old woman to advertise mobility scooters? And it's just, surely like older people need to be.
Yeah.
Hi, Katerina. I have a small mobility business and we are looking for a model to work with us to promote our products. If this is something you may be interested in, please email me and I will send you more info. For mobility scooters,
like I'm really not that old. Like I don't know. And then it's just, but also it's like, why would you not get someone who actually has a disability?
It's just an excuse to
chirp. I think it is too.
Oh, this was
a bit weird.
This is fucking weird.
So this was actually a reply to one of our DMs episodes.
Yeah, so like one of our podcast episodes.
He said, you two should get done little mini sausages. Write the names of the penis pic senders on the surface of the sausage and video yourselves with a message to the individuals of yourselves biting and devouring the tiny members whilst calling out their names. It should shut most of them down.
No, it won't.
It wouldn't.
It would get
if
most
anything,
of them
they'd
hard,
get turned on by it. They'd be like, oh, look, she's eating my sausage. She's eating my cocktail.
That would encourage them. That would literally bring in a whole host more problems.
Yeah. And then they'd message us being like, can you put mine on the sauce? Put my name on the sandwich.
Please eat my sausage. Like, honestly. Oh
please.
God.
Can I request?
That would open up a whole fucking can of worms.
No. I wouldn't want them.
I want to smack that with a fly swatter from like 10 feet away. This guy doesn't know.
He doesn't know logistics.
10 feet away. Does he know? Like, it's the size of my flat.
Ten feet away. It's not.
Like.
So bizarre.
Would you freak out if you zoomed in on the corner of the mirror in this pic and you saw my dick wearing a ski mask with holding a gun? Your dick holding a gun wearing a ski mask. You think your dick is a person?
No, it's not. I mean, he has some weird fantasies, that guy. I think he's watched too much porn.
He really, really has.
And has like, some very strange fantasies.
And the guy...
It's the same guy.
Oh, yeah, he sent
it's
up...
It's the same guy.
He's maybe made a new account.
Yeah.
Oh, and
he said gorgeous ladies, so he's probably sent it to, like, a few women as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
What the hell? Hello, gorgeous ladies. Question time. Right. Who's single and wanting shagged? How about it with his dick pic?
Imagine being that sad that you have to create a fake account, send your dick to a group of women and hope that one of them responds like,
hey ladies.
Hey ladies.
Who
question
wants
time.
To get shagged? Like
we're all just sitting around. It's like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Me
I'd love,
please.
I'd love to get shagged.
Me please.
This guy just shut the fuck up.
It's the picture. He replied to a bigger cat saying wife material. Feel free to drop us a follow. Well, she would have followed you by now. She wanted to follow you.
He's literally been asking me for like 3 years.
It's the pictures. You look so angry in it.
Yeah, like crack a fucking smile. Like,
I never understand why guys send a photo. Like, why don't they send a happy photo of themselves? Like smiling, doing stuff. Like, why are they so angry?
You're so aggy.
And then he replied saying, a picture of me and Kat. And he said, great shot. Kat, I have a nosy question. And then he never... I don't see the rest of the message. That was it. Maybe he never got to ask his nosy question.
It wasn't very fucking interesting. I do not know what he said. Oh, it was him.
Yeah.
Okay, I was trying to find this. So funny. I woke up. So... Because I am, like, you know, spiritually, I don't want to get any distractions when I'm, you know, working and stuff. I have all my notifications turned off. I don't even have, like, previews of any messages.
Yeah.
And I woke up to hope that unsent, and I was like, what was it? And he said, I don't want to make it on your DM videos. And I said, you have to tell me.
Mm. We need to know.
And he said, and I said, if you tell me, I promise it won't make it on the show. But it was something about, like...
What was it about?
Eating my ass on a pool table or some
shit. Oh, I feel like you told me this. Yeah.
It was so funny. Okay. Do you do one-night stands? Like, if you do one-night stands, it doesn't mean I'm just going to do a one-night stand with everybody.
With anybody.
Like, what the fuck are you on about?
Ew.
Weirdo. Hi, Katerina. How are you? I wonder if you sell nude content. Hi. Hello, I am Clifford. How are you doing today? And how was your day? Please, can I be your friend, please?
Please.
Double please.
It's double, double please for me.
The double
please
for me.
Why? Just a big...
But it's two different penises
as well.
It's two different penises because they're completely different races. Both. Why are you sending other people's penises to people? Why are you doing this?
It's like they've got a mate and they're like, mate, shall I send my one as well? It's like, yeah, do it, mate.
Yeah,
why not?
See who she likes better and like whoever she likes. Like, I'm sure she'll like one of our penises.
It reminds
Jesus
me of lads.
Wet.
Again, I never understand why men
send
selfies.
Why are you sending a selfie of you with a sombrero on? Like, as if I'm going to be like, oh my God, that guy is so
that sombrero. Stop it.
I know I'm a bit late wishing you happy birthday. May God shower all the blessings on you. Hope you have a blast. Wishing you all the best with whatever life throws at you. May all your dreams and wishes come true. Dreams make wishes come true. So sending you lots of dreams on your B-Day and sending you countless wishes to make your birthday memorable. Be happy, stay safe, take care, and keep in touch. I wasn't in touch.
Dreams come true.
I wasn't in touch.
I was never in touch. And
His 2-inch
his dick. Tiny little
please
penis.
Please rate it.
Please rate my tiny penis.
What do you want me to say? 0 out of 10.
It doesn't even get a rating. It doesn't make the scale.
It doesn't
make the scale because it's so small. It doesn't get the
please
rating.
Please rate it.
Oh please
my God,
rate it.
It's absolutely like
you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Reading Our DMs. Don't forget to follow us on socials, so at Cat and Cat Comedy, Miss Katarina R and Cat Ronnie.
And feel free to slide in our DMs because we're always looking for material. Just no dick pics.
Yeah, no dick pics.
No.
See you next time.
Bye.